Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Kay Ehrlich. She's an author, futurist, healer, masterclass speaker, and founder of Sefi Self-Awareness for Youth. Kay, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you very much, Christopher. It's lovely to be here.
So tell us about the books you've written. What books have you written?
I've written The Structure of Energy Healing, Soulmate or Soul Inmate. Men, are they the biggest problem in the world? Is the planet suffering from testosterone overload? The other one, I'm forgetting. We've got Peace Through Compassion, I Belong to Love, which comes from an experience, a deep experience of love I had. And the other one is The Female Effect, about the transformation of the planet through gender.
What's the one book right now that you feel is most relevant to what we're all going through in the world right now?
Well, I like the Peace Through Compassion, I Belong to Love. Essentially, what that's saying is that we're here and we are bound to ideologies. And so if we look at, this is more about the spiritual aspect of it, that as we look at that, we are, you know, like we're born and we start being programmed into ideologies. So all the books are actually about that and how we fit into different fields depending on our upbringing, our culture. So many of the same beliefs come from one source, but they are interpreted differently depending on our culture and our gender and racial beliefs. So the books are all about that. So The Structure of Energy Healing and Soulmate or Soul Inmate, they are about the personal fields. And these fields I discovered in the human body, I realized later they exist in society. So the other books are about the social issues, how society works on gender and how some fields are suppressed. Everybody has the same energy fields. Everybody has access to all this energy that is around us. But some of it we haven't been taught to use, or we haven't been allowed to use. So you can look at some countries, if the women are covered, well, that's a reflection actually of the energy fields that are covered, that are not allowed to rise up and be true to themselves. So very much those people would have that suppressed in themselves. So once you understand the fields, you can see how they play out in society and in our own self. So this can be why people often say that other people are a reflection of us. So often what we are suppressing is what will come up. And you know, so then we have wars, we have arguments.
Wait, so all these fields and energies that you mentioned, that they're in this Peace Through Compassion book?
No, that's the one that has least of them. The first one would be that all the other books talk about the energy fields and how they work. But the Peace Through Compassion is about how we just really come from love and we can go back to love. But the other books, Path to Peace in the Middle East, the Aotearoa Vision. So in the Middle East, for instance, there's endless war. How long has that been going on? Like 2,000 years. So that keep repeating the sins of the fathers, if you like. So I'm talking about how that happens, how it feeds the arms industry, and how it's actually the female fields that will change.
Well, let's talk about things that, because that's a very macro issue, but let's just talk about something like either energy or peace and how we can all find more peace. Because with any of those, like I've been to the Middle East, I've spoken in Ramallah, Palestine, I've spoken in Saudi Arabia, and they all have their own cultural elements. But with peace, it's universal. So when you say peace through compassion, when you wrote your book, I mean, is it like, hey, this is how you become more peaceful today with these exercises? Like, what's the format of your book and what can we learn from it that we can apply to our days each day?
Yes. So, well, this is where actually I need the illustration. So if people go to the Peace Through Compassion website and onto the Aotearoa vision, they'll find illustrations that describe the fields that they describe the fields that we live in personally, that we are activating or not activated, and we can tick some of the boxes that are there to see which ones we are strongest in and which we are not strongest in.
What does that mean though, Kay? Let's say I have no understanding of fields. What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
Yes, so as I massage a hand and feet, I get pictures. So the first woman that I did this with, I was massaging her and I was guided to massage her hands and feet specifically. And as that happened, I started getting pictures. This is the only way I can explain it to you, really. And I saw a little Bambi quivering under a tree. And as I massaged, the energy changed. The Bambi got bigger and stronger. I was quite shocked at this, but fortunately the woman I was working with, she understood what I was talking about and how it healed something within her. So I kept doing that, massaging the hands and feet, and I found that each hand and foot held a different field. This was over a long time. And then as that went on, I realized these fields existed in society. And to show that, so each field holds certain elements of what we call being human. Like there's an earth male field. Now this is active, masculine, logical, competitive, independent, and hierarchical. So an earth female field is nurturing, feminine, intuitive, passive, or still, interdependent, transparent, and inclusive. So in that field, you can talk about woman and you can talk about Indigenous cultures, whereas what I call the earth male field, that is stronger in men, partly because they're programmed to be like that on the cultures and behaviours. And it's also more of a Western world, how the Western world is dominated by those energies.
Fascinating. Kay, I'm curious, when someone reads your book, what's the one feeling you hope they have after they finish reading your book, the peace book about compassion?
I would hope that they would understand themselves better, and because they can relate to that through myth and legend, much of what is going on within them is also well spoken of with myth and legend. With the underlying unconscious mind. So very much they could be helped by that, by gaining a greater understanding of how they actually work. That there's not something wrong with them. There's just some energies they need to change to promote stuff that is brings out a kinder teaching of themselves and a kind of treatment of themselves, that, you know, what they're doing, what is happening to them is very much around the energy. There's not there's not something wrong with them. They're not flawed. They just have certain energies that are either not working for them that they need, and others that are overcompensated. So you may have one field that dominates the other fields. So this is about understanding what they are. So as I say, going to the Aotearoa vision on the Peace Through Compassion website will help explain that a little bit more.
Great. Kay, thank you so much for being on our show today. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
That's lovely. And thank you very much for having me here, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.